you ready?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone.
Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item. We already had a previous item to accept the file in minutes of the treasurer's monthly report for January 2026, and the commissioners had that for them, and I reviewed it, and the other two will review it later this morning. So on the public record, we have received that. Our 9:30 agenda item is meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have at least four. First action item is consider resolution approving cooperative purchase with, how do you pronounce that? Brinks. We are going to say Brinks, whether that's incorrect or not. That's how we're going to say it this morning, Inc. There's two. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. It is Brinks.
It is bricks. Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Just like it looks.
Yes.
It does?
It looks like that to me.
That's not the way I spell bricks in kindergarten or whatever.
Oh, well. It's phonics day at the county.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. So this contract here is, we already have bricks within the dispatch center. This is that fire station paging system. Mm-hmm. When we acquired Nampa Fire, they do not have that system because their dispatch center did not utilize it. And so this would be bringing Nampa Fire and Canyon County Paramedics onto one standardized paging system. Because as it is right now, they get paged out differently than the other departments. And so this would bring everybody up to a standardized system and make sure that everything, you know, increase our lessen our liability. And
yep. And so, Chairman, I want to say, when I was talking to Chief Rast last week, maybe 10 days ago, he was really complimentary of the coordinated effort in bringing Nampa Fire and Dispatch. That interface with all that onboarding went really well, and it involved Christine, who's our emergency person. And so, good job. I'm in favor of this. It's always nice when those transitions happen well. And I'm looking at this is a huge contract and things we don't normally see in there. And so, Chairman, I appreciate our legal staff going over everything, and it's got everything in the kitchen sink in here on indemnifications and all of that. But this was secured on a government contract, and so it's a good move for the county that saves money. I'm in favor.
And as we know from past instances, whether big or small, it's communication. It's one of the main keys of making everything coordinated, and this will help us be able to communicate effectively.
And it also streamlines the paging process for everybody so that all the fire departments and the paramedics, everybody is on the same paging system, so we're not having to do duplicate efforts because someone has one paging system versus another.
And that's, we're trying to get standardized with a lot of things. That, to me, sounds like life-saving. The one thing I couldn't find in the multiple pages here, it's got the attachment A, but it's just the price offered. Doesn't really give me the price that we've acquired, so I don't know what that is. But
Commissioner Van Beek, I believe it.
Hang on.
There might be an Exhibit 1 in there. I thought it is the second.
We have, yes.
That there is and the reason this is so bulky is it is a cooperative purchasing agreement. So right. Master agreement, then we have our own addendum to that master agreement to comply with Idaho law.
Thank you. Sequestered at the very end, Exhibit A, compensation 406,250.
Is that 406,250? Yes, $406,250. And that's for 13 stations,
mm-hmm.
or excuse me, 10, because three of them are housed with a fire department, so we don't pay for a control station for that.
Yeah. Thank you for highlighting that. I apologize I missed that the first time through. Again, there's just a lot of documentation. Well done. And Chairman, I move that the board approves the resolution approving the cooperative purchase agreement with Bricks Incorporated as presented for $406,250. And I fixed it. Yes, that amount we just highlighted, $406,250.
All right, I would second that motion. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. The next action item is to consider notice of intent to sell surplus property to Adams County.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning. All right, what do we have here? We just have one 2019 Ford Interceptor utility. All right. I think this is a grand thing that we are able to do with the other political subdivisions that are around us, and I think it's a good thing.
Yep. And thank you, Director Tolman. You always find a place if someone else can use something that's out of our rotation cycle for whatever reason. I know you send things to them that would benefit them, and this is for sale to them at a booked out price. Tell us more about this.
Well, this is a vehicle that is mileaged out and timed out as well. We're getting ready to send it to auction. Adams County has come up with the need and the interest in that vehicle, which would help them get through the budget year for,
right,
so they can get something a little newer. And I just feel like the amount that they're giving us will keep the county whole, and we can help out a neighboring county as well.
And I really appreciate that. So that's important to know that Kenny County taxpayers are not subsidizing other counties. You've made this at a fair price, that it's a good deal for both parties. So, Chairman, I'm in favor of this. And I move that the board signs the notice of intent to sell surplus property to Adams County for a 2019 Ford Interceptor utility vehicle as presented.
All right. I would gladly second that motion. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next action item is to consider a public hearing notice regarding a request by Middleton Rural Fire Protection District to amend impact fees. One of our seemingly favorite things to do this time of year.
Once a week.
All right. So this is the standard form and fare that we've done in the last three or four. All right.
Yeah.
It's good to see that Middleton's on the list to get theirs updated.
They will be excited. They've had some difficulty, and they actually had a pretty big structural fire here in that district. So six agencies responding to that. With the growth, they need the impact fees to help keep up with that. So I'm in favor, and Chairman, I move that the board signs the notice regarding a request by the Middleton Rural Fire District to amend their impact fees as presented.
Okay, so this is to agree upon a date and time and place,
yes,
for the public hearing. And I believe that this is a good thing, and it's part of the public process. We are not the single source creator, or we're just a cog in the wheel.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
And Chairman, yeah, for the record on this, the date for that is, I believe, April 6th, and the proposed increase in fees on there is outlined if the public wants to come and provide input. Otherwise, there will be testimony provided, I'm sure, by the Chief Tominski and whoever else is interested just in that, moving that process forward. Important to know that really this process would not be in place if we didn't have our Director of Constituent Services, Aaron Williams, who coordinated that whole DIFAC program, worked in tandem with our legal department to get that in place. So a great effort again.
All right, great. So you made a motion?
I sure think I did, but I move that we sign the public hearing notice regarding the request by Middleton Rural Fire District to amend their impact fees.
All right.
Let's make that squared.
Perfect. Motion's been made. I would second that motion. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
I just want to make sure I said April 8th. I don't know if I said the 6th or the 8th, but it is April 8th.
It is April 8th, to be,
yes,
clear. Okay. Thank you. Next action item is to consider resolution granting a change to the alcoholic beverage license for Maverick, another 5407. Change, probably address.
It's a change in the applicant slash business name and officers, Chairman.
Okay, so this is pretty standard fare.
Yeah.
All right, I would make a motion that we approve this change as the application states.
I will second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
Okay.
Do we have any other business for legal, or do we have any executive session issues?
Chairman, we had a, I thought it was a reconsideration request that came through last week. I didn't know if there was any update on that. I could find it. I meant to bring that out with me. I did not do that.
There was a new one. If you would give me a little more time on that, I could come back and talk about it.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, no need to keep you longer than we need to. So there's no other business. I would say that I'd make a motion to adjourn this portion of the meeting.
I will second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned to our next start time of 10:30. Thank you.
Awesome.